My name is George Hollins. I was born and reared in Tucson, Arizona, in the Eight Mountain area. You know, Black Tucsonans, they know the origin of the Juneteenth and where it started in Tucson. Basically, what I think some folks don't know is all the effort that was put in by a collective group of people. Bobby Ray Dixon and Morris Doty were the two people that originally started and educated some of the people out on the A Mountain area about what Juneteenth really was. So when it began, there was work to do. We contacted a lot of the local businesses, had a radio station in Tucson. It was KTKT 99. IT Harper, he was one of the DJs, so he gave it a lot of publicity. It was a community effort. And there was neighborhood involvement. Some of the little ladies that were mainly just cooking, helping set up. Some people, they were like across the street from the park and they were cooking the meat. It was a labor of love. And everybody felt an involvement. They felt involved. And they felt a little ownership of the Juneteenth celebration. We also had the city of Tucson. They set up booths for us, a van stand, they were there to set that up. We had the permits were in order. One van that was instrumental also, and that was Desert Soul. You know, when they would have engagements, they'd play different places, they would also give it some publicity also. Back in the day, it was a happening. You would actually see people that you hadn't seen for years because the word had gotten out that we were having a Juneteenth celebration. So it was something to look forward to. There was a feeling of unity. I think that's like, if you want a template, that would be it. Community involvement and ownership of this celebratory day. I want to give thanks to all the people that are involved in the Juneteenth celebration. They kind of took the ball and then they ran with it. And so I just want to take my hat off and say good job. My name is George Hollins, and you're listening to KXCI Community Radio.